So this is a kind of a guided meditation. So please, at this point, sit in a comfortable chair and close your eyes. And I'm going to guide you through a little meditation. Are you ready? Sit comfortably with your head, chest, and neck in a straight line. Focus your attention in the center of your chest, in your heart center, where your spiritual heart is located. Breathe in and out of your chest with your mouth closed, as if you were breathing in and out of your heart. Breathe deeply. Imagine your breath to be a golden mist filling the air, the substance out of which everything comes and into which everything eventually goes. With every breath, breathe this golden mist into your heart. Fill yourself completely. Let it fill your entire being. Breathe in this energy of the universe, the breath of God. Let it fill your entire body with every breath. And when you breathe out all the things that keep you from realizing who you really are. Breathe out separateness and feelings of unworthiness. Breathe out doubt and anger and self-pity. Breathe out all your attachment to your pain, both physical and psychological. Breathe out all your lust. Breathe out all your confusion. Breathe in God's breath and breathe out everything that keeps you from knowing God. Let your breath transform you. Now let this golden mist begin to condense in the middle of your chest, and let it take the form of a tiny being, 2 inches tall, sitting on a lotus flower, right in the middle of your heart. Feel the radiance of this being. Feel its equanimity. Notice that this being is radiating light, that light is streaming out of its every pore. Experience the deep peace that is emanating from this being. As you look upon this radiant, peaceful being, feel that it is a being of tremendous wisdom, tremendous compassion, sitting silently, perfectly poised. Feel its compassion. Feel its love. Let yourself be filled with this love. Now imagine that this tiny being is growing in size until it has perfectly filled your head, your arms, your torso, and your legs, so that now within your skin sits a being of perfect love, perfect compassion, a being of infinite wisdom, a being of light and perfect tranquility, a being of indescribable bliss. Now let this being and yourself with it grow in size. until your head reaches the top of the ceiling and you are sitting beneath the floor. Everyone and everything in the room is now within your body. All the sounds, including the sound of my voice, are coming from within you. Feel your vastness, your peace, your equanimity. Now let yourself grow again. Your head now goes up into the sky, blueness all around, until your whole town is within you. Look within and experience the human condition. See the loneliness, the caring, the violence, the fear, the love of a mother for her child. See the sickness and the fear of death. See and experience it all. Know that all of this is within you. See it with compassion. At the same time, in perfect peace, feel the light pouring through your being, inside and out. Now grow still larger. Experience your vastness increasing until you're sitting in the middle of the galaxy with your head among the planets. The Earth is now a tiny sphere deep inside you. All of humanity lies within you. Feel the turmoil and the longing. Feel the beauty and the happiness. As you sit in this universe, huge, silent, compassionate, peaceful, still radiating light in all directions, let the creations of all human minds be within you. Look down on humanity with compassion and love. Now begin to grow even more vast, until not just this galaxy, but all galaxies, all of the universe, everything you can conceive of is inside you. You are the only one. Experience your aloneness, your silence, your peace. You are everything. You are the Ancient One. You are all that is, all that ever was, all that ever will be. All is part of the cosmic dance of your being. Since you are all of creation, you have infinite wisdom. Because you contain all the feelings of the universe, you have infinite compassion. And now let even these boundaries dissolve and melt into that which is beyond form, beyond thought, beyond compassion, and even beyond love, and beyond God. Just let it all be. Now, very, very gently and very slowly, reestablish the form of your vast being, the One. All is within you. You are vast and silent, perfectly peaceful. Begin now to come back from beyond form. Slowly then, come down in size until your head is once more among the planets. And this earth is within you. Deep inside you once again, see all of humanity. Now come down in size again until your head is at the top of the room. Pause for a moment now, and from this place, look down into the room and find the being you thought you were when you began this meditation. As you look upon that being, bring to bear all your love and compassion. See the journey of that being as it is living out this life. See its plight, its doubts, its fears. See all the things it is attached to that keep it from being free. See how close it is to realizing who it really is. See the purity of that being's soul as it searches for freedom and meaning. And now, from your vast height, reach down and very gently, with your imagination, place your hand very lovingly on the head of this being and give it your blessing, a blessing that in this lifetime it will fully know itself. You are at this moment both that which blesses and that which is blessed. Experience both simultaneously. Now let that radiant being which you have become come down in size until it once again fits inside the body you thought you were when you began this meditation. You are still a being of radiance, of infinite wisdom which comes from being in tune with the truth, of compassion which comes from being that vast, formless One, from having experienced a love for all things in creation. As you sit within the skin of that body, transmit that love and compassion to all beings everywhere. Let peace and love and compassion pour from your heart to the hearts of all those who suffer. Think of those you felt less than love for. Surround and fill their souls with light, love, and peace. Let your anger and judgment evaporate and disappear. Now send this light and peace to those who are ill, to those who are lonely, to those who are afraid, and to those who have lost their way. Shower your blessings on all, for only then will you be showered with blessings. Know that when you give, it will come back to you 1,000-fold. Accept your responsibility to become an instrument of the universe, an instrument of love. And now let the perfect radiant being assume its original form, 2 inches tall, sitting in your heart on a lotus flower, peaceful, radiating light, serene, totally compassionate. This being is love. This being is wisdom. This is your inner self, the part of you that is and knows everything. This is the only part of you that is really real. This is the being who is the flow of the universe. Anytime, all you need to do is still your mind, and this being is there, guiding you home. And when you finally realized your true self, when the journey is finally over, you will have totally disappeared into this being, surrendered to the universe. And then you will realize that God, this inner guide, and your being are one.